In the studies that we did, the specific hot flush studies, women on average started with about 11 hot flushes a day, and they decreased to 5 or fewer hot flushes a day. So they're going to expect about a 70% decrease in hot flush frequency as well as severity. And this occurred as early as week 1 and was maintained out at week 12 in that study and longer in our one-year study. So it is almost as effective as traditional estrogen and progesterone on hot flash frequency and severity. Thinking about who would be good candidates for this would be women who are candidates for oral hormone therapy. So avoiding women who have had breast cancer, women who are at risk for thrombus, women who have had problems with hormone therapy in terms of bleeding or breast tenderness would be good candidates. I think any woman who is interested in hormone therapy and is postmenopausal could be considered a good candidate. The benefits of this particular combination of conjugated estrogen and benzodiazepine is that it prevents hot flushes, both frequency and severity. It prevents bone loss. It improves some of the vaginal atrophy signs. It does not increase breast tenderness, nor does it increase breast density, and they saw no increase in breast cancer cases. And there was no uterine stimulation, and specifically no bleeding, which makes it a great benefit for women who need hormones and don't want to have the side effect of bleeding. They did see an increase in blood clot risk, similar to that seen with estrogen by itself, so it's a twofold risk. So again, women who have had thrombotic episodes or at risk for blood clots would not be good candidates, and it's not been tested in a breast cancer population. So although we don't have any evidence that it increases the risk of breast cancer, there is no evidence that it would decrease the risk of breast cancer or be safe in patients who've had breast cancer. It was a very well-tolerated product. There was no increase in dizziness, headaches, somnolence, breast tenderness, vaginal bleeding. I think what was most amazing about it when we did the studies was how well it was tolerated. And when women completed the study, they wanted to go on it. And we completed those studies 5 years ago. So it's been a long process through the FDA, and women are waiting for it. One of the concerns with oral estrogen and progestin therapy has been concern about increased risk of heart disease events. And this product was really developed looking for an alternative to progesterone, something that would allow women to take estrogen without having the risks and side effects of having a progestin. So the lack of bleeding, the lack of breast tenderness, and at least on the lipid profile, no worsening of effects compared to estrogen by itself, makes it a really good choice for women. One of the most frequent questions that I was asked at NAMS was, could we substitute a transdermal estrogen for the conjugated estrogens? And the answer is no. It turns out that you have to very carefully balance the specific estrogen and CERM together so that you don't get stimulation of the uterus. If you use Avista with a systemic estrogen, you get increased cases of uterine hyperplasia. And the same would be true if you used benzodiazepine with a different type of estrogen. It's a specific combination that doesn't increase the risk for breast or uterine cancer. And so it's that specific combination. That's why they call it a TSEC, a tissue selective estrogen complex, because the two together turn out to be safe for women to take.
Thank you very much for your time.